This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met with President Joe Biden at the White House on Thursday, where Biden was set to announce a new $325 million military aid package for Ukraine.
Mr. President, it's an honor to welcome back to the White House and the Oval Office. And earlier this week at the UN General Assembly, I made it clear that that no nation can be truly secure in the world if, in fact, we don't stand up and defend the freedom of the Ukraine from facing this Russian brutality and aggression.
The U.S. has sent some $113 billion in security and humanitarian aid to help Zelensky's government since Russia invaded in February 2022. Biden will announce a new military aid package for Ukraine, including air defense systems and other weaponry, to help Kyiv ahead of a tough winter, officials said. India has halted all visa services for citizens of Canada and told it to reduce its diplomatic staffings as a rift widens between the countries after Canada's leader said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said there were, quote, credible allegations of Indian involvement in the assassination of a Sikh separatist leader on its soil. Rupert Murdoch is stepping down as leader of both Fox's parent company and his News Corp media holdings. Fox says he will become chairman emeritus of both corporations. His son, Lachlan, will control both companies. He built his empire from a single newspaper in Australia. He moved to England, then the United States, with the invention of Fox News and the purchases of both the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal. Fox News Channel has profoundly influenced television and the nation's politics, making Murdoch a hero to some and pariah to others. You'll find expanded news coverage and world events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Kenya is marking 10 years since a group of Somali al-Shabaab militants attacked a major shopping mall in Nairobi, killing more than 60 people. Mohamed Yosef reports.
One Saturday in 2013, four armed men from the al-Shabaab terror group stormed Westgate Mall, attacking shoppers and killing anyone on sight. The attack was followed by a siege, wherein the attackers engaged security forces in a gun battle for days. In the end, 67 people were killed and more than 150 were injured. Kenyan security forces were criticized for how they handled the attack. A Nairobi-based security analyst says the mall attack has changed how Kenyan security forces deal with terror threats and attacks. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
A European Union report obtained by Reuters warns that by 2030, Europe could become as dependent on China for lithium-ion batteries and fuel cells as it was on Russian energy before Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Here's VOA's Henry Ridgewell.
Europe is taking steps to develop its own battery ecosystem, such as the European Battery Alliance, which tries to stimulate investment, research and development. France opened its first electric car battery factory in May.
The aim is not for there to be only battery factories. We need to control the whole value chain.
China is investing heavily in sourcing raw materials such as cobalt, lithium and manganese. Beijing opened a $300 million lithium processing plant in Zimbabwe in July. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Britain's King Charles III and Queen Camilla have packed a lot in on their second day visiting France. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Charles began the day at the French Senate in Paris, where he was welcomed by a wave of applause. The king made a speech in which he praised the special relationship between the two countries. Quite simply, the United Kingdom will always be one of the closest allies and best friends of France. Charles and Camilla also visited a flower market named after his mother Elizabeth, where the couple also stopped to greet the crowds. They also visited Saint-Denis, north of Paris, where Camilla and France's First Lady played a quick round of table tennis. Finally, the King and French President Emmanuel Macron made an emotional stop in front of the fire-damaged Notre-Dame Cathedral. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation pledged $200 million to help save the lives of mothers and children during childbirth. The largest American philanthropic donor is throwing its weight behind the issue during its annual Goalkeepers Conference on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. The foundation pledged $100 million each to health products manufacturers Unitaid, UNFPA, and the UN Agency for Reproductive Health. I'm Alexis.